Welcome back to Tech Chews, Gay Frogs. I'm gonna try to talk in my normal voice from now on. Because I got very important things to say. Right now I've got a little bit of bronchitis. I'm a little hoarse. But, you can guarantee me. I mean, I can guarantee you. I'm gonna keep up the info war against the racists and the orange man bad and the sexists and the homophobes against gay frogs. Can't have the homophobes. This is 2020, people. It's time to wake up. I may be recording this a little bit before it gets released, but by the time I figure out how to use this app, it's gonna be 2020. So, episode 3 was a success. I had made a sponsored announcement. Hopefully those motherfuckers will be paying me soon. Because I gotta get some chloroceptic. I don't know if it's worth it in the long run, but I feel ideologically motivated to continue this tirade. Because a lot of people have been dragging a lot of people through the mud. And I gotta put a stop to that shit. Tech Chews, Gay Frogs. Maybe if I just suck some dick, I'll get my fucking throat back together. Hold on a second. Yeah. Now I'm back. Sometimes I talk like this. Can't really decide who I want to be today. Tech Chews, Gay Frogs. Yeah, in our last episode, we got rid of Kara Swisher's reputation. That was pretty easy to do. We clarified our stance on me, the royal we, on Justice Smollett, the heroic man, guaranteed to win the next Oscar for Best Video. I'm definitely going to think about downloading his shit. Look at that condom on the ground. Makes me horny for Jesse. Uncle Jesse, I'd call him. Except that'd be kind of weird. Call him Uncle Jesse. Go down to Hazard County and have myself a gay old time with Justice Smollett. Maybe Obama could come by. I know a lot of people think that Michelle Obama is a man. Psh, bitch! Get real. If she was a man, then why wouldn't she be with me? Because I could treat her right, him right, if he was a her. Know what I'm saying? She would know, too, because my ass has been all over that swampy plantation down in D.C. Right now, I'm in Saturn. I'm looking down on you all, wondering where the fuck I'm going to hang out next. Yeah, I'll go to your swamp, D.C. Stands for dick cock. Dig old cock. Big old dick. I plan to be asserting my rights against Anchor if they be discriminating against my ass. Because I'm gay and I'm proud. And my dick is 9 inches long and I'm black as fuck. I like to chew on condoms. Yummy. Chew, 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 chew. Try not to fall in this canal. Anal. Anal. Anal? Anal. 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 Yeah, maybe I'm just like fucked up right now. I'm not really fucked up by Justice Smollett. I had a different advertisement on here to buy my book. I think people need to buy my book. Because it's made out of a P and a D and an F. It's digital.
don't mean it ain't a book, okay? I think that people are just racist against PDFs nowadays. And I don't like it. I think that we need to have an advancement of the colored people of PDF society, okay? Adobe. They need to be celebrated for their diversity. This PDF file, it's got a P and a D and an F. People be racist against that, too? Leave that book alone. Just because it's a digital book, okay? Okay? Think it's about time for a word from our sponsors. Maybe this shit'll fucking work this time. They've been trying to cut me off. But here's a word from our sponsors, I hope. You know, running a podcast is hard, okay? I gotta fucking think of shit to say. It's hard. I ran out of shit to say a long time ago, okay? So I'm gonna try to dredge up some shit from the past that nobody really needed to remember, but give me something to talk about, right? Bear with me. I was thinking about who's a racist. Roseanne Barr, she's a racist, right? Yeah, that bitch be racist as fuck. Hate that racist. What does she think she can do? Just like get her own show and be a racist about apes? Calling that fine civil servant some derogatory name. That bitch. Hate that bitch. She shouldn't even be talking. She's a fat ass. She looks like she eats so much fried chicken. She be eating pasta, fried chicken, watermelon. She's a big old hog. Kind of reminds me of David Hogg. Now there's a young boy who's got a head straight on his shoulders. He's the son of an FBI agent and his mother works for CNN. He's got good opportunities. He's got a good opinion about how to disarm people who don't buy his father's video game scenario, false flag shooter scenario that you can install. Got a good boondoggle to work on. That boy be smart as fuck. I heard him. He be talking with Joshua Topolsky. I like what he had to say about America. You see, America has too many guns. That a fact. That be a fact. And it is a fact. So, I don't know what my opinion is completely on this topic. Because I'd shoot your ass if you tried to take my fucking podcast money that I'll be making off of Anchor. But that's just me. But you, I don't think that you get to have guns if you're a racist. Uh-uh. Not in my town. Not if David Hogg has something to do with it. David Hogg and Kevin Hogg. Yeah, he's good. He's been training the schools on how to prevent mass shootings by making video games up in those security shacks. They got active shooters. They even shoot the parents and the teachers with little fake gun bullets, little pellets, just to train them, get everybody all impressed. And once in a while, they get a false readout, and somebody doesn't play along. It's all right. Nothing's gonna be perfect in this world. Ooh, yeah, I'm fucking hungry. I gotta eat me some food. I gotta sweep some shit with this little broom. Go sweep my plantation down. Yeah, can you hear that? Let's hear it. Word from my sponsor. Sound effects. That was real. I could be a grip. I could be a whatever you call it. One of those grip guys that could grip something really hard. Yeah. Let me think. Oh, yeah, I know what I'll be talking about. I'll be telling you about some music that I heard lately. Because, like, I had a friend. He just put out an album. Maybe I'll even play his album and put it out. I'll break it. Tech Jews Gay Frogs. Of course, I don't know if he wants to be broken like I'll be breaking men. I'll be breaking them in, too. But, yeah, some people say I ain't gay enough. That's what my comment feed on Discord was saying. I was like on some Discord chat, and these guys are like, "You ain't gay enough." And I was like, "Huh?" And I was like, "You, excuse me, girl." Anyway, so I'll come back when I think of some more shit to say. I gotta think some shit up and download some shit. Maybe go down to the store and get me some grape. Gonna give me some grape and some Wonder Bread and some watermelon. If you see Roseanne Barr around, kick her ass. Tell her to take two gay frogs. Hey, speaking of a gay frog, here's a real gay frog. Oh my God. It's like they'll be reading my mind. I got Pepe the Rare Squirrel.com gay frog, and it says gay on it. I tell you, there's a destiny at work. The fuck is going on in this world? I wish I could live stream this picture into my brain and your... I gotta put a photo on it. You wouldn't believe it. What's going on? Okay, I'm back. I thought of three things to think about. I looked at my downloadable pages on my app, and I saw three topics that have been in the news recently. One is Robert Mueller. His report came back. And two is Christchurch. That shit is sad. And number one was, what the fuck was I gonna say? Hold on a second. Oh yeah, a new movie called Us by my brother Jordan Peele. That nigga be scaring the shit out of me. And he be filming his movie in my hometown. Why the fuck was he fucking with me like that? Not only did he make a scary movie, he made it in my scary town. We haven't had no scary movies since Lost Boys. You guys never heard of that one? That was a good one, too. That was starring Kiefer Sutherland. And I have trouble being gay all the time, so I might start slipping back into not gay. Because it's just so gay. I get so gay sometimes, I just don't want to be gay anymore. But, so yeah, we got the Robert Mueller, and we got the Jordan Peele, and we got the bad, evil man, Branson Tarrant. Now, nobody can agree that it's a good idea to be killing Muslims. That's a bad idea, unless the USA is doing it, and then it's a good idea. Just ask the Jews, because they tell you that. Just listen to the Jews news, CNN, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. She'll tell you it's just not okay to kill Arabs unless it's the USA. And then, of course, it is. And we have to let that happen because the war on terror. Got those terrorists. Gotta kill them. By the way, disclaimer. If you're so fucked stupid that you think this is real, please don't listen to a word I said because I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Okay? This is just a podcast. This is not meant to be instructions on why you're so dumb. I've had problems in the past, people taking me more seriously than I want to be taken. You gotta remember that as a black man, Bill Maher's coming to the theater. I can't wait to see his dumb ass. I can't wait. I'm in a red state. I wish I was in a blue state. Someday I'll be in a blue state. Maybe I can be smart enough to like Bill Maher and go into his audience and laugh my ass off at his shit. He's so funny. Love that guy. Oh, they're hiring too. What am I going to do? How can I get a job when I'm stuck talking like this? I'm just stuck. I don't know what to do. 77 fucking degrees. I'm crazy.
I need some coffee. Nice Arizona iced tea. Can I have a sip? Hey, you're from Arizona? You just drink their tea. She's probably racist against Arizona. She's, appropriating them. Appropriating their tea without even fucking paying race tax. By the way, if you need to make a racial donation to me, I'll be accepting donations as soon as I put up my Bitcoin address. Speaking of Bitcoin, I just walked across, like I said, if this is all in order, I can't tell because this fucking app is racist against me. There's a website called RareSkrilla.com. RareSkrilla. And I kid you not, I shit you not, I shit on you if you want me to. I was walking around and I was talking about my gay frogness, and literally I saw a fucking gay frog on the fucking thing, and it said gay. How the fuck does destiny work like that? You tell me. Pretty soon I'll have a hotline. You can call me. In fact, if you want to be on the show, you can call me right now. I'll tell you what my number is as soon as I cross the street. It's 415-4-8-3-5-7-7-9. Yeah, call me anytime. You can be a tech Jew, a frog, not a frog. You can be a gay frog, tranny frog, black frog, white frog, brown frog, purple frog. Can't we all just get along? Yeah, it doesn't matter what killer frog you are. Just as long as you want to fuck my ass. Women can call too, I guess. But I prefer gay frogs. I mean, that's just my preference. But for diversity's sake, just no white man allowed. Okay, let's get some things straight. Don't kill Muslims unless you're in the army, okay? Then you go to Middle East and you blow everybody away. Come back and have PTSD. That's how it's done in America. You don't like it? My boot will be up your ass, bitch. Who's gonna pay for my sweet tea? I gotta sit down and drink this tea and not be encumbered by moral and ethical dilemmas, all right? But what that motherfucker did in New Zealand is some bullshit. You don't fucking live stream some shit when you're killing some Muslims and then make it go viral. What the fuck is he thinking? And then 1.5 million of y'all be fucking uploading that shit after Facebook said no? Uh-uh. That's bad. I don't get why the fuck you did that. Can't we all just get along? I guess we can't sometimes, but when shit goes AWOL, fuck. You gotta stop fucking making it go viral, people. Got me? So, got that settled. Christchurch was a dilemma. Saddened for all the families. You wanna kill some Muslims? You join the American army, okay? That's the only place you get to kill Muslims. You wanna live stream some shit? Uh-uh. Not okay. Holocaust Memorial, up on my left. My right, I mean. That was the last time a bunch of people got killed because of their race. Yeah, I'm sure about it, because I heard on them. Heard on the History Channel. They told me. They showed me them crematoriums. They showed me those lampshades made out of Jews. Uh-uh. We ain't going back to that shit. The only time you get to kill Muslims is if you're in the army. That makes sense. No ifs, ands, or buts. Oh, my Buddha's up your ass. Got me? Okay. So, got that settled. Christchurch was bad. Branson Tarrant was a short motherfucker.
fucking whatever the fuck is this PDF. I read that shit. What kind of racist bullshit was that? I don't know. Stupid racist. And so we all agree on that racist bullshit is stupid racists. And I ain't kidding around. Racists are stupid. Fucking racists. Fucking racists. But, yeah. So, fuck racists. And what else was I saying? Oh, yeah, Rob Mueller. That guy, he'd be investigating Trump for a long-ass time. And then, I don't know what the fuck happened. Trump must have paid him off. Or Putin. Putting his hand up Mueller's ass. Somebody fucked that shit up. Because I know an orange man's bad when I see one. An orange man's bad as fuck. Okay? He's up to some dirty dealings. Stormy Daniels. Fucking rubbing out a fucking his Yeti pubes in his little mushroom head. I read all about it in Stormy Daniels' book. Oh, yeah. And then Jordan Peele's book. I mean, movie. Us. That's some creepy ass shit. Hey, kiddies. No. What? Monitored colony? Please do not feed the cats. They got a sign and everything. You're the only cats I know who's got your own sign. You monitored cats. What's up with you monitored colony cats? Are you on my plantation? Come here, kitty. Come here. Hey. What do you guys think about Jordan Peele's Us movie? You think that's some scary ass shit? What if you had competing kitties that were just like you and they came to kill you? Yeah, how do you guys tell each other apart? There's like 20 of y'all. Meow. You see, I want to see that movie called Pet Sematary. You know, when I was a little kitty, they came out with that movie already. I never saw it though. I was too scared. Okay? I don't like scary movies. That's just me. If you like scary movies, call 415-48. Three, five, seven, seven, nine. Leave a message. I'll put it on this podcast. If you text me, I'll turn it into a robot and make it talk. I ain't reading your shit in your gay voice. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Talk about Robert Mueller. I'm sure Trump's guilty of something. Fucking orange man. Bad. And his fucking Trump University, probably be fleecing people, robbing their money, giving them credentials. What do people think they are? What does he think he is? Lori Loughlin? He thinks he can just get people all graduated and smart? I gotta look into this Jade, what's her name, on Instagrasm. She's an Insta-fluencer. She's an Insta-influencer. I gotta be influenced by her, too. Heard she's good with makeup. Yeah, I was listening to Howard Stern, and they told me all about it. Maybe I'll play a selection of Stern and get sued by some Jews. Oh, shit. I was going to go to the welfare office today, but I fucked up. They're going to fire me from getting food stamps. It's the last straw. Can't get any lower than that. So now for a word from our sponsors. I need to get some money. Read this sponsorship announcement message. And I'll put out my Bitcoin address. Bitcoin SV. And I'll come back when I think of some other shit to say. Kara Swiss is a bitch. Kara. Kara. And Justice Smollett's a hero. Rob Mueller probably got bought off by Putin, and Jordan Peele made a scary movie, and what else? And let's think about the last thing. Can't remember. Fuck! Christchurch. That's right. That shit's bad! You know, my, you know, my, you know.